The Mask of the Red Death by Edgar Allan Poe, adapted and performed by Charles, Jillian, and Justin.
It was a quiet time in the country of death. People were dying every day due to the Red Death.
Arr! You will die a hard, slow death.
There had never been something so vile, so horrible. It had wiped out the majority of the kingdom. So the prince decided to invite 1,000 of his closest friends.
Fellow survivors, friends, and royalty, let us have a feast, be happy, and celebrate to a long life, good health, and prosperity.
There were 7 imperial suites. The first one was blue, the second room purple with lots of ornaments, the third was green, the fourth was furnished and lighted with orange, the fifth white, the sixth violet, and the last room with the bloody scarlet red, the carpet with a black velvet tapestry.
There was also a gigantic clock. The pendulum of the clock swung back and forth with a huge clang every time. The rooms were crowded with lots of dancing, and every 60 minutes there was silence. Then they continued their waltz.
As you get closer to the kingdom, the prince's lifespan is narrowed.
The dancing continued for a while until a strange figure appeared. It was tall, excessively skinny, and looked as if he was in a horrible scenario.
Kill that man, guards! That's the Red Death! Hey, guards! Why aren't you doing anything?
The prince decided to act on his own. He chased the Red Death around the whole castle. One by one, everybody died.
In the end, death prevailed.